1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wolsey, getting set for our fourth and final game of the day to tip off. Our officiating crew, as always, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Matt Clark, Dennis Hines, and Tyler Hahn for our final game of the day. Again, Matt Clark, Dennis Hines, and Tyler Hahn. They are your law on the floor. As always, the officiating crew brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Taking a look at the lineup card for the six-seeded Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. John Knoll, their head coach. They're 3-4 on this young season. Bench players, Logan Labrie, Devin Enander, Briggs Labrie, Mason Cheddar, Isaac Van Sherrill, Preston Whiff, and Michael Nielsen. Hitchcock Tulare will start number 1, Brendan Knoll. Number 4, Patrick Maynard. Number 15, Eric Salmon. Number 23, Blaze Binger. And number 24, Jackson Maynard. Again, Maynard, Binger, Salmon, Maynard, and Knoll. John Knoll and the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots, the sixth seed in the 281, and they're 3-4. The Blackhawks, the 3 seed, actually a game behind them, technically, I guess. They're 3-5. Tate Dinert of the Blackhawks will have off the bench Sam Baruth, McCoy Schultz, Evan Easton, Keaton Fridley, Eli White, Grant Edwards, and Landon Jensen. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Tate Dinert will start. Number 2, Jeff Boucher. Number 11, Cody Slykus. Number 14, Bryce Larson. Number 21, Peyton Euchre. And number 50, Trey Moody. Again, Boucher, Slykus, Larson, Euchre, and Moody. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will wear the white unis with the blue numbers and the blue outline. Hitchcock Tulare, the red unis with the white numbers. They'll wrap up the starting lineups here on the floor as they had a little problem with the PA system there, but they figured that out, and I think we'll be about ready to go. So again, the Blackhawks, Boucher, Slykus, Larson, Euchre, and Moody. They'll wear the white unis with the blue numbers. Patriots go with Knoll, Maynard, Maynard, Salmon, and Binger. They'll wear the red unis with the white numbers. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Starting lineups. Your tip-off is next. A 2-minute timeout, and then we'll get this thing underway from Wolsey on 1210 KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey as we get set for our fourth and final game. Gary Zell, Auto Glass, thanks again for bringing us our post-game reports, and thanks again to the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror located 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, hair extensions, eyelash extensions, hair removal, styles for the entire family. Lori and Kylie down there at the Mirror. To get an appointment with Lori, call 883-HAIR at 605-883-HAIR. To get an appointment with Kylie, call or text 605-553-1628. You can also walk into the Mirror, the Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. So far tonight, top seed Washington Springs beat Sunshine Bible 71-19. James Valley Christian beat Highmore Herald 53-46. Wolsey Lexington just dispatched Iroquois Lake Preston 77-42. And here Hitchcock Tulare, the 6th seed, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 3 seed, and we are in the center circle. It'll be Salmon. He'll be opposed by Cody Slykas. The official ready to get this thing underway. The Law on the floor. Again, Tyler Hahn. Dennis Hines. Matt Clark. Underway, the Blackhawks will get first look. Here's a long two. Oh, no, they're going to call that a three. And that's up and in for Peyton Euchre. And Euchre will start the scoring quickly for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Noel across the timeline. Here's one for Maynard. Jackson at the top of the key. Looks at three. Won't fire. Leaves it out to Noel near the center circle. Noel for Maynard. Maynard left wing to Salmon, 10 on the shot clock. Here's a three from Patrick Maynard, no good off the front of the iron. Salmon had the rebound knocked out of his hand, picked up by Bryce Larson. Larson to the other end, here's a long two by Boucher, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Just underway here in our fourth game of the day. 3-0, Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Hitchcock Tulare trying to get one on the board. Here's Blaze Binger into the right corner. Finds Noel. Noel for three. No good. Rebounded by Boucher. Boucher leaves it to Bryce Larson. Larson across midcourt. Here's a floater on the baseline. That one's no good for Euchre. Offensive rebound. Put back for Trey Moody. Won't go, but a foul is called. And Moody will go to the free throw line. And the foul's called on Patrick Maynard. So that'll be his first. Free throws here for Trey Moody. First free throw is up and in. One more here for Moody. It's the Blackhawks, a 4-0 lead to open this ball game, and Moody with another opportunity here. Second is on the way, and that one is good. So Moody good on both, 5-0 Blackhawks, 6:48 left opening quarter. Noel across the timeline for Hitchcock Tulare. Noel fast kick, sort of by Larson, hit with his leg. They don't call it a kick. He gives it to Boucher. Boucher can't finish. Rebounded by Maynard, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket there. Missed opportunity on the transition basket. Here's a three by Salmon. No good. Offensive rebound, Maynard. And Patrick there for the reverse putback. 5-2 Blackhawks as the Sanborn Central Woonsocket fans enjoying letting Salmon know that he missed everything, but Maynard just puts the rebound in. Here's a missed three by Sanborn Central Woonsocket. We'll try a Maynard three at the other end. No good, and Salmon is fouled on the putback attempt. So we'll have free throws coming here for Eric Salmon as the foul is called on Bryce Larson. That's his first. Salmon, couple of free throws here. First is up and no good. 6:04 left in the first quarter. 5-2 Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Comes McCoy Schultz in to replace Cody Slykas with 6:04 to play in the opening quarter. Salmon with another free throw. First no good, second is good. 5-3. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a two-point lead. Larson across midcourt. Left wing Euchre. Euchre opened the game with a three. Here's Bryce Larson looking inside. Gets it inside to Moody. Moody working on Maynard. Tried the fade. Tried the up and the under. Couldn't get it to go, but an offensive rebound grab by Boucher, and now he's going to shoot free throw. And the foul's on Patrick Maynard, and that is his second. So Boucher now with a couple of free throws. First is no good. Patrick Maynard will check out. Devin Enander will come in as Maynard two fouls in the game's first 2 minutes. Boucher's second free throw is up and in. Boucher will split a pair, and it's 6-3 Blackhawks. Noel across midcourt for Hitchcock-Soulaire. Over to Enander. Enander on the dribble, got it, up it off, finds Salmon cross-court. Ball knocked away, and Moody to steal. Moody to Larson. Larson across the timeline for Euchre. Euchre left wing. Cross-court for Schultz. Back up to Boucher. Boucher back to Schultz, left wing. Here's another Euchre three from the corner, halfway down the can and rimmed out, rebounded by Blaze Binger. Binger back across midcourt for Hitchcock-Soulaire. Patriots down three. Jackson Maynard hands off for Noel. Noel on the right wing back to Binger. Binger drives baseline. Nice leave for Maynard, who puts it in off the window. Jackson Maynard with his first basket, 6-5. Blackhawks lead by one. Here's Moody. Pass flapped away from behind and into the hands of Noel. Noel chasing it across the timeline. Actually, that's Enander. Enander back outside. Here's Noel from the right corner. Looks at three. Won't pull the trigger. Noel, the drive. Got inside of Boucher, but didn't pull it. Back outside to Salmon. Salmon, the baseline drive. He had to go up and over Moody. Rebounded by McCoy Schultz. Blackhawks by one, 4:15 to play first quarter, 6-5 Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Moody inside, slips behind Maynard, can't finish. Rebound Enander, and he fought Maynard for it, and it goes out of bounds off the Patriots. As a ball player, that's one of the most frustrating situations you can run into, fighting your own teammate for a rebound, and then it gets out of bounds off you. 4 minutes to play, first quarter, midway point of the first, 6-5 Blackhawks. Bryce Larson on the wing. Bouncer to Euchre. Euchre finds Boucher, back outside. Euchre another three, and again it rims out. Enander the board. Enander back across midcourt. Pass off to Noel. Noel back to Enander. Boy, Enander cut to the basket. They almost gave that back. Here is Maynard high post. Back out to Noel for three. Off the window. It's good. Brendan Noel gives the Patriots an 8-6 lead. Larson leaves it inside to Moody. Moody from the corner. Here's Schultz. Schultz back to Euchre, right back to Schultz in the corner, right back to Euchre on the wing. Jeff Boucher, corner three, short, rebounded by Enander. Enander back across midcourt, handoff for Maynard. Jackson looks at three and drives, leaves it down to Enander, who finds Binger. Binger from 8 feet, that jumper no good. Moody on the rebound. 3 minutes to play, first quarter, 8-6 Patriots. Here's Euchre at the other end, can't finish, rebound Binger. Binger ahead to Noel. Noel across the timeline. Maynard on the right wing. Jackson doesn't want to shoot it. Inside to Binger, and Binger all the way to the basket for two. Blaze Binger with his first point. All five Patriots starters have scored, and they lead Sanborn Central Woonsocket 10-6. 2:25 left in the first. Here's Salmon with a steal. Salmon to the other end. Layup. He missed it. Rebounded by McCoy Schultz, and Salmon, I think, was going to dunk that, and I think he lost it on the way up and didn't have a lot of choice. Nice ball movement by the Blackhawks. They work it inside to Trey Moody. All five players touched it within the span of about 3 seconds. Noel fouled on the drive, and Larson will send Noel to the line. Oh, and it wasn't Larson. It was McCoy Schultz. Second foul on the Blackhawks tonight. It's got Kulair. They have two as well, both on Jackson Maynard, or Patrick Maynard. Free throw here for Noel. First is good. Landon Jensen in for the first time tonight. Cody Flake is back in for the Blackhawks. Boche will sit. Moody will sit. 1:57 left first quarter. Patriots trying to pull the upset here tonight. Second free throw is no good. And a rebound saved in to the Blackhawks. Here's Larson. Euchre in the corner. Trying to work it inside here. Larson looking for McCoy Schultz, but Maynard and Salmon doing a pretty good job. Here's the runner up and in for McCoy Schultz. Schultz will cut it back to a one-point game, 11-10 Patriots. Devin Enander on the right wing. Enander drives back outside. Maynard for three, and that one is good. Jackson Maynard from long range. Second basket of the game. Lob for Boche. Boche working it inside. Forces it up in the middle of a triple team and a whistle. And that actually wasn't Boche. It was Slykus. But either way, the Blackhawks will enjoy a couple of free throws here. A couple of attempts as Enander picks up his first. Slykus at the free throw line. First is no good. Blackhawks are 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. Cody with another free one, and this one is up and in. Three-point Patriot lead, 14-11. Maynard on the wing, drives, fades, blocked by Slykus. A pass ahead at the other end. Slykus going to get a nice pass left off by McCoy Schultz. He's going to get the assist and Slykus the basket. And it's 14-13. Patriot lead is 1. 35 seconds left here in the first quarter. Zinger, top of the key, right side off the Maynard screen. Blocked and a foul on McCoy Schultz. And that'll be his second. Oh, they called it on Slykus. Slykus whistled for his first. Blaze Binger to the line. First free throw, no good for Binger. Hitchcock Tulair from the line, 2 out of 5. Right now a one-point lead, and Binger can tack on another. Second free throw, no good. Free throw or rebound grabbed by Slykus. Slykus to Larson. Larson will call out the play for the final run of the opening quarter. 15 seconds to play in the first. 14-13, Hitchcock Tulair. Blackhawks trying to regain the lead here right at the end of the quarter. Here's a drive for Schultz. Schultz's shot is up and in. McCoy Schultz from in close. Patriots are going to get a shot. It's a Noel runner. It's blocked by Larson. And that's it for the first quarter. A tight one. Sanborn Central Woodstock at 15. Hitchcock Tulair, 14. We're back in a minute with the second quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Fresh 8 on the board. Quarter number 2 set to get underway. Hitchcock Soulaire came back after falling behind early, enjoyed a slight lead, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket closing out the quarter with a couple of quick points to regain the advantage. 15-14, Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Hitchcock Soulaire with the possession arrow. Losing it on the way up is Noel. Knocked away. Schultz comes up with it. Across midcourt, here's Jensen. Jensen back up. Here's Boche. Boche in the corner for Schultz. Schultz back to Boche for three. No good. Rebounded by Enander. Devin Enander back across midcourt. Over to Brendan Noel on the left side. Noel still on the dribble. Shoots it down in the corner for Salmon. Salmon looks at three, and a whistle away from the ball will go on Cody Slykus. His second, and Maynard is back on for Hitchcock Soulaire. Larson back in for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Larson, Jensen, Schultz, Moody, Boche on. Here's a Patrick Maynard three. No good, but Salmon there for the rebound. The putback won't go. Salmon was underneath the basket, just kind of tried to jump and position himself midair to get the best look, and was not to be. 15-14 Blackhawks. Here's a drive by Schultz, and the runner came up short. Rebound over to Blaze Binger. So it'll stay a 15-14 Blackhawk lead. Finger for Hitchcock Soulaire, working it down low block, off the window too strong. Slykus the rebound. Slykus over to Larson, Bryce to the free throw line. Back outside Jensen. Jensen leaves it for Moody, right side of the baseline. Moody trying to feed Boche, and Boche somehow got a hold of that pass and put it up and in. Boche's first field goal. He's got 3 points in the game, and it's a 3-point lead. Sanborn Central 17. Hitchcock Soulaire 14. Maynard, deep three, no good. Hit the heel, pops straight up. Couple of rebounders there. Boche comes away with it. Pass ahead to Jensen. Jensen cross court, tried the extra pass to McCoy Schultz, and that'll be a turnover here. Sanborn Central Woonsocket brings Eli White in for the first time tonight. Just inside of 6 minutes to play in the first half, 17-14, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a 3-point lead. Jackson Maynard, the handoff to Binger. Binger has it kicked out of bounds by a Blackhawk. And Hitchcock Soulaire will inbound. See Jackson Maynard to bring it in. Inbound to Patrick. Patrick for three. No good. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz to Larson. Larson way ahead to Euchre. Euchre going to leave it off to Moody. Moody from 12. That jumper's good. Trey Moody's got a half dozen. And it's a 5-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Enander out for Jackson Maynard. Maynard for Salmon. Salmon inside, turns, leans in and fires, and that one good. Salmon's first field goal, 19-16, Blackhawks by three, 5 minutes to play in the first half. Euchre from the right corner, back to Moody. Moody right side of the baseline. Bryce Larson now, Larson drives, kicks it out to Boche. Boche drives back out to Larson. Larson squares up for three. No good. Rebound Enander. Enander over to Patrick Maynard. Patrick backs it away. The drive runs past a couple of defenders. We're going to have a blocking foul on Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and that's just one of those probably could have gone either way kind of things. Peyton Uecker whistled for his first, and of course will be a shooting foul there. First free throw for Patrick Maynard is up and in. Hitchcock Tulare 3 of 7 from the line tonight. Back to a two-point game, 19-17, and Maynard can cut it to one. Second free throw, rims out, but Eric Salmon there for the offensive rebound. And a travel called as Patrick Maynard went to fake the pass and then pulled it back. They say he moved the pivot foot. 19-17, Sanborn Central Woonsocket by 2, 4.5 to play here in the first half. Uecker, top of the key, right corner now for Schultz. Schultz back up top, O'Shea, left side of the free throw line. That jumper no good. And again, two Patriots fighting for the rebound, and they almost lost it out of bounds. Maynard will save it back into Noel, and they will get a look. Nice pass inside to Enander, as Devin Enander there for the bunny. Tied at 19, midway point of the second. Pass to a cutting McCoy Schultz. Schultz can't finish. Rebound to Enander. Nope, that's Noel. Noel across midcourt and left side. He tried to get it to Salmon in the pass way behind him. And 3:51 to play in the second. Tied at 19. It looks like Deinert wants a timeout. We'll do it too. Back in 30 seconds on 12:10 KOKK.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for 5 generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Boys opening round of the 281, rescheduled from Friday. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Winners already today, the 1, the 4, and the 2. Wolsey Lexington was the 2. They beat Iroquois 77-42. JVC, the 4, they beat Imore Herald 53-46. Top-seeded Westington Springs beat Sunshine Bible 71-19. And this is the 3-6 matchup, although don't tell the Patriots they're the 6th seed, as they have played this game pretty much even. Here's a missed 3 by the Blackhawks and a rebound by Salmon. And the Patriots have a chance to regain the lead. Maynard in the lane. Patrick outside to Jackson. Jackson for 3. No good. Offensive rebound, Enander. Enander back out to Patrick. He'll try the 3. Another offensive board. And now a whistle. And I do not know. And, oh, that must have been away from the ball then. Oh, no, they're saying that's why Enander got that free throw, or got that rebound, is because he committed a foul. So now Enander has 2. Patrick Maynard has 2. And that's it for Hitchcock-Tulare in this game. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at the other end. Boucher, little shoulder into the defender, little spin move. The defender went down. I don't know. I think it was as much drawing a charge as committing one. Here's Noel, the drive. He leaves it for Maynard, and Maynard knocks it in off the window. Patrick with his second field goal. He's got 5, and we're tied at 21. Boucher, right wing, the drive, leaves it off to Moody. Moody stripped on the way up, and a whistle will get him a couple of free throws. And I think Maynard on the foul, and it will be his 3rd. So we'll see what Coach Noel likes to do as Maynard picks up his 3rd with 2:42 to play in the first half. Trey Moody going to the free throw line. Couple of free throws. First is up and in. Moody 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points tonight to lead Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Everybody chipping in. The Blackhawks have all 5 of their starters in the scoring column, as do the Patriots. Second free throw for Moody is good. Stays perfect. And Moody's got 8. 23-21, a 2-point Blackhawk lead. 2:42 to play in the first half. Make sure to stay tuned at halftime. We'll get a look at the scoreboard. We'll pass along any little bits of information we find for you, and we'll get you ready for a second half of basketball. And judging by the first half, it's going to be a tight one. Ball tipped up a couple of times. Enander does come away with the basketball. He knows he's in the middle of a triple team, so he gets some contact, throws up a shot. It won't go, but he will get a couple of free throws. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, it's Landon Jensen. That's his first. First free throw for Noel is up and no good. Enander. The team is 3 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. Second for Enander off the heel, pops out, rebounded Boucher. Blackhawks a 2-point lead. Chance to tack on another as they lead 23-21. 2:10 to play in the half. Inside for number 11, Slykos, and he is going to knock that one in off glass. 5 for Slykos, a 4-point Blackhawk lead. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Noel in the left corner trying to hit a cutting Blaze Binger, knocked out of bounds by Bryce Larson. Jackson Maynard will bring it in for Hitchcock Tulare. Maynard into Binger, and Binger now on the deck. Ball squirts out to Noel, and they'll keep possession. And boy, that was almost giving that basketball up. It squirted right out to Noel. Here's Slykos with the steal, and they'll get it back anyway. Euchre, left wing, back to Larson. Larson to Boucher on the baseline. Boucher into the lane, leaves it for Slykos inside. Slykos off the window, it's up and in. Bodie with 7, and it's a 6-point lead. Biggest lead of the half here for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 27-21. Noel the other way, high off the window. It's not going to go. Rebound comes down to Jensen. Jensen to the other end. He throws one up. No good. Boucher and Maynard fighting for the rebound. Boucher got it, and the putback is in. Boucher with 6 in the quarter, 7 in the game, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket has their biggest lead of 8 points, 29-21. 45 seconds left in the half. Coleman got him on the shot fake. Pulls the up and under to perfection. Solomon's got 5, and it's a 6-point game. Euchre, 3 from the corner. Nope, not going to shoot the 3. He'll drive, leaves it to Jensen. Jensen blocked by Solomon, and a whistle on Eric Solomon. Landon Jensen going to go to the free throw line. Solomon's first, team's third of the quarter. 31 seconds to play in the half. 29-23, a 6-point Blackhawk lead, and Jensen will make it 7 as he is good on the first. Blackhawks as a team are 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw for Jensen is good. 31-23, an 8-point lead for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Shot clock is off. Patriots can hold for the final shot of the quarter should they so choose. And a whistle on Bryce Larson. Larson second, fourth on the team. They're going to get Larson out of there so he doesn't get number 3 right before the half. They're going to bring McCoy Schultz back on. Blaze Binger to inbound for Hitchcock Tulare with 20 seconds to play in the half. They'll bring it in the backcourt to Noel. Brendan Noel back across the timeline. Handoff for Enander. 15 seconds to play in the half. Binger for Solomon. Solomon the drive. Leans in and puts it in off glass. Solomon 6 in the quarter. Blackhawks are going to get a shot. It's a jumper by Moody, and it's no good. So it'll be a 6-point game at the half. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 31. Hitchcock Tulare 25. We're back in 2 minutes with a halftime show. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Woolsey halftime in our fourth and final game for the opening round of the Boys 281 Conference. Boys rescheduled from Saturday due to the impending weather that was. And of course, while the weather has kind of moved out, the cold temperatures have not, as it was brutally cold throughout the weekend. Quite chilly yet today. A little bit of a warm up tomorrow. And well, I think we'll be downright balmy, as I think we'll be into the upper 20s by Sunday. So, again, a weather postponement, move the games to today. They kept them for the day games, of course, with today being a holiday anyway. They started today at 1 o'clock. We had Weston Springs, the top seed in the 281 here on the boys' side. They beat Sunshine Bible Academy 71-19. James Valley Christian beat Highmore Herald today, 53-46. Woolsey Lexington, a winner over Iroquois Lake Preston, 77-42. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Girls action from Friday. Top seed Weston Springs beat number 8 Sunshine Bible, 51-14. James Valley Christian beat Highmore Herald in the girls' side, 53-32. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a winner over Woolsey Lexington last Friday, 50-35. And Iroquois Lake Preston nipped Hitchcock Tulare in our final game there on Friday night, 38-36. So the girls' matchups are set for tomorrow. The consolation side, girls will have number 8 SBA against number 5 Highmore Herald, number 6 Hitchcock Tulare against number 7 Woolsey Lexington. Championship side for the girls will be James Valley Christian against Lexington Springs and Sanborn Central Woonsocket versus Iroquois Lake Preston. Remember, we will have coverage of the championship side. They play the four consolation games at James Valley Christian tomorrow, the four championship games here in Woolsey. So we'll be here for a 3:30 tip-off tomorrow for round two of the girls and boys 281. We'll do, again, the championship side tomorrow. The consolation side will take place at James Valley Christian. So that is a full check of the scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Back to the studios for 2 minutes here. We'll come back. We'll break down some individual numbers as Sanborn Central Woonsocket takes a 6-point lead into the break, 31-25. Back in 2 minutes with more halftime show. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Second half, about set to get underway here. Sanborn Central Woodstockets, the 3 seed here in this boys 281 conference basketball tournament. John Nolan, the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots, the 6 seed, trying to play spoiler. Taking a look at the numbers here at the half, they did get a couple of bench points for Hitchcock Tulare. Devin Enander with a basket. Enander 0 for 2 from the free throw line. All five starters did score in the first half for Hitchcock Tulare. 4 for Brendan Knoll. He hit a 3 and went 1 of 2 from the line. Patrick Maynard hit for 5. He is 1 of 2 from the line. 2 for Blaze Binger. He's 0 for 2 from the line. Jackson Maynard hit a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 at the break. And Eric Solomon leads Hitchcock Tulare with 7. He went 1-2 from the stripe. He put up 6 of their 11 points in the second quarter as Hitchcock Tulare scored 14 in the first, 11 in the second, 25 in the half, and they are just 3 of 10 from the free throw line and trailing by 6. Moving over to Tate Dindert and the Sanborn Central Woonsocket Blackhawks. They also, well, they had 4 of their 5 starters score, but they also had 2 bench players score. Off the bench, McCoy Schultz with 4. Also off the bench, Landon Jensen with 2. Jensen 2-2 from the line. 4 starters scoring in the first half, 7 apiece for Jeff Boucher and Cody Slykhouse. Let's see, Boucher, 3 twos and 1-2 from the line. Same for Slykhouse. Charge led by Trey Moody with 8. Moody 4-4 from the free throw line. Sanborn Central Woonsocket scored 15 in the first, 16 in the second, 31 in the half. They went 8 of 10 from the free throw line, and they lead 31-25. And obviously a lot more playing into this than just a couple of numbers at the half, but can't help but mention again that a 6-point difference, and the Blackhawks are 8 of 10 from the line, and the Patriots are 3 of 10. Send it back to the studios for a one-minute timeout. Second half is next, back in 60 seconds, 1 minute on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey's second half. Ready to get underway. Fresh eight on the board. It appears Sanborn Central Woonsocket has the possession arrow. They'll send out Moody and Larson and Boucher and Slykhouse and Euchre. Here comes Maynard, Solomon, Binger, and Noel. It's all 10, original 10 starters back out. 31-25, the Blackhawks lead by 6. Third quarter just underway. Blackhawks with the ball. Here's Boucher. The drive stops at the free throw line. Back out to Moody. Moody right wing. Up top, Slykhouse. He'll pop for three. No good. Blaze Binger the rebound. Binger ahead to Noel. Noel across the timeline. Hands off for Solomon. Solomon the drive. Blocked by Boucher and out of bounds. Patriots will set to inbound. 30 seconds gone in quarter number three. Second half just underway here. Tightest game at the half. Thus far, no, that's right. James Smiley Christian and Highmore Herald was a pretty close one. Got a little lopsided at the end, or more than it was during the game. Here's a Solomon shot blocked by Boucher. Euchre racing down the other end, back to Boucher. Outside Larson, back to Euchre. Euchre for three, and that one is good. Peyton Euchre with his second three of the game. Make it a 9-point lead, biggest lead of the day for Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and we got a foul on a drive by Brendan Noel. Fouls on Moody. Moody's first of the second half. No free throws here. We'll have inbounding duties for Jackson Maynard. Into Binger to Patrick. Back to Jackson. Deep three. No good. Rebounded by Larson. Larson back across midcourt. 9 points. Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Blackhawks can get into double digits. Here's another Euchre three. No good. Jackson Maynard the rebound. Over to Binger. Blaze across midcourt. Hand off to Patrick Maynard, and Patrick will knock down the big triple. 8 for Patrick Maynard. 6 the lead for the Blackhawks. 34-28. Larson across midcourt, Slykhouse right side, drives into a double team, ball knocked away, Binger almost stolen, Boucher took it back from him, and now Binger going to get a foul, trying to get it back again. Binger's first, team's first of the third quarter, as Bryce Larson will bring it in for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Top of the key for Euchre. Euchre back to Boucher in the corner, Boucher drives baseline. Back outside, Moody up top, Euchre, Boucher in the corner again. This time, Boucher past the defender. Can't hit from in close, rebound tipped by Patrick Maynard, picked up by Jackson, no wait, reverse that, but the Maynard connection for the board and the Patriots control. 6-point lead for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Patriots can get it back to a possession here. Patrick Maynard on the left wing. Noel inside, wide open is Binger, and flying in to block it out of bounds is Cody Slyka. Jackson Maynard will inbound for Hitchcock Tulare. 5.5 left, third quarter, 34-28. Blackhawks. Binger inside, outside. Patrick Maynard for three. No good. Moody on the board. Moody, the pass ahead. Here's Boucher. Boucher leaves it for Slykhouse, and Slykhouse knocks it in off the window. 9 for Cody. Patrick Maynard to the other end. Boy, they got it down there quick. He didn't have anywhere to go with it, so he'll just shoot it, and he knocks it down. 10 for Patrick Maynard. 36-30, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at a six-point lead. Euchre to Boucher. Boucher from the corner drives. Pull-up jumper from 8 feet is good. Jeff Boucher has 9 points. Lead back to 8 for the Blackhawks. Brendan Noel across midcourt. Leaves it off to Patrick Maynard, working off the Jackson Maynard screen. Hands it off to Jackson, just left of the top of the key. Pass over to Noel. Noel for Binger. Binger on the right wing, still on the dribble. Leaves it out to Salmon. A corner three is off the mark. Moody on the rebound. Moody ahead to Larson across the timeline. Boucher. Boucher hits a cutting Moody. Trey cutting right down the middle. Shot blocked or partially affected anyway by Patrick Maynard. And will go the other way with Hitchcock Tulare. Maynard's runner slapped and no foul. Rebound grabbed by Euchre. Euchre to Larson, running with numbers. Larson fakes the pass, tries the finish, couldn't get it to go. Jackson Maynard with the rebound. Jackson off to Brendan Noel. Noel across the timeline, and John Noel will take a timeout. 3:51 to play in the third. 38-30, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leads. We'll take a timeout here of a minute. Make it 30 seconds. Back in 30. 30 seconds on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back to Wolfe, 3:51 left, third quarter. 38-30. Sanborn Central is the three seed here in the 281, but their record not much different than the six seed Hitchcock Tulare. The Blackhawks are 3-5. The Patriots are 3-4. Jackson Maynard inside, tried a little fadeaway, no good, rebounded by Larson. Larson ahead to Euchre, Euchre left wing. Down to Boucher in the corner. Boucher fakes on the three, drives into the paint, double team, turns and fires, shot rattles and it will not go. Patrick on the rebound, Patrick Maynard ahead to Brendan Noel. Noel left wing, crosses over past Larson, and they will not count the basket, but we did get a foul. Foul's called on Bryce Larson, and for Larson, that will be his third, and we'll see. I'm sure Deinert probably maybe wanting him out of there as Euchre comes out, and Landon Jensen is back on for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. The inbound to Noel. Brendan in the corner for Maynard. Here's Jackson inside trying to get it to Salmon. They force it in. Salmon has it knocked out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be off Eric Salmon. And the Blackhawks will have it. 3:14 left, third quarter, 38-30. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, an 8-point lead. It's the final game of the opening round of the 281, and every single game has gone the higher seed has won. Sanborn Central Woonsocket having that to back them up. Well, the fact that they already have a win over Hitchcock Tulare. Patrick Maynard on the right wing, inside for Binger, cross the baseline to Salmon. Salmon will rise up from 8 feet, the jumper no good, rebound Schultz. Schultz over to Larson, 2:35 left in the third. And Bryce Larson will take his time getting across the timeline. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket, I'm sure they understand they're not lighting up the scoreboard. Here's a three by Landon Jensen, but that'll make it 11, first double-digit lead of the day. And as I said, Sanborn Central Woonsocket probably aware they're not lighting up the scoreboard, but playing pretty good defense. And what are you going to do? Here's a Noel turnaround. That one rattles out. And the Patriots have gone cold from the field after a nice start to the quarter. A quick 5 points by Patrick Maynard early on in this quarter had cut into that Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead, but the Blackhawks have answered with 10 of their own. Here's a Maynard three, no good. Rebound out to Jensen. Jensen to Larson. Long pass for Beauchesne. Beauchesne fakes the pass, steps through, and lays it up and in. Beauchesne with 11. It's a 13-point Blackhawk lead. A Sanborn Central Woonsocket starting to put a little space between them and the Patriots with a minute 27 left here, third quarter. Binger right wing working off the Knoll screen. Drives baseline. Leaves it for Jackson Maynard. Jackson fouled and will go to the line with Jackson Maynard. Fouls on Jeff Beauchesne, his first. Jackson Maynard to the free throw line. Maynard 5 points, make it six as he is good on the first free throw attempt. Hitchcock Tuller, though, as a team today, 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Maynard ready with for another with a minute 18 left in the third. Maynard's second is up and in. So Maynard with 7 points. Lead is back to 11, 43-32. Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Here is Slykos from in close. No good. Rebound Jackson Maynard. Across midcourt for Knoll with a minute left in the third. Knoll tried to leave it off, and Larson picked it. Larson the pass ahead to Beauchesne. Beauchesne into the lane. Leaves it up for Slykos, and it's off a Maynard and out of bounds, so the Blackhawks will inbound. 28 on the shot clock, 52.8 on the game clock. Sanborn Central Woonsocket 43, Hitchcock Tulare 32. Blackhawks bring it in. Around the horn, they get it to Larson. Larson out to Beauchesne for three. No good. Rebounded, though, by Landon Jensen, and they'll get another look. Still a shot clock there. In fact, about 7 seconds differential. Schultz on the left wing. Around on the right side to Bryce Larson. Larson the handoff. Beauchesne, Landon Jensen left wing. He'll drive. Leave it out in the corner for Schultz. Schultz to the free throw line. Off to Beauchesne. Beauchesne short jumper. No good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is McCoy Schultz, and he's fouled on his way up. So Schultz is going to get a couple of free throws as well. Well, the foul is called on Jackson Maynard. That'll be his first. A couple of free throws here for McCoy Schultz. Schultz is good on the first. 9 of 11 today are the Blackhawks from the line. Second free throw is up, no good. Almost an offensive rebound, and it was. Slykos had him boxed out, and Solomon went up and over and knocked it out. So it's off Hitchcock Tulare. Sanborn Central Woonsocket will inbound. Blackhawks had Eli White in for a moment. Larson the inbound, brings it into Schultz. Schultz to Beauchesne, back up top for Larson. 10 seconds left in the third. Landon Jensen, Beauchesne, Larson, left wing. Larson tries a three with hands in his face, and that'll do it for three quarters. After three, the Blackhawks, their biggest lead of the night, 44-32. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Ho, 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 lot of savings.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513, plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
The 2023's all gotta go.
At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. Fourth quarter set to get underway. 3-seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 6-seed Hitchcock Tulare. Westington Springs and Wolsey Westington, your top 2 seeds on the boys' side. And beyond that, a kind of a log jam there. Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a 3-win 3-seed. James Valley Christian, a 3-win 4-seed. Highmore Herald, 3-5. Hitchcock Tulare, 3-4. Hitchcock Tulare makes this one interesting early. Sanborn Central Woonsocket has just kind of steadily pulled away. Here's Euchre coming up with the steal from Slycom. Euchre going to drive, blocked by Jackson Maynard, picked up by Blaze Binger. Binger to the other end, just inside the free throw line. Stop, back outside. Jackson for three. No good. Enander tipped the rebound. Boucher ends up with it. Boucher over to Larson. Bryce across midcourt. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket will go to work with 7:20 to play and a 12-point lead. Right corner, Euchre, a long two off the mark. Rebound, Jackson Maynard. Devin Enander off the board across midcourt for the Patriots. Enander the drive to the free throw line. Back out. Jackson Maynard another three. Again, no good. Rebound, Euchre. Euchre will leave it off for Larson. Larson across midcourt. Gary Salado Glass postgame report number 4 will come your way after this one. Here is Peyton Euchre for another three. That is his third of the game. 9 points on the evening for Euchre, and that gives Sanborn Central Woonsocket their biggest lead. 15 points, 47-32, with 6.5 to play. Enander trying the reverse layup, couldn't get the finish, and now offensive rebound on Slykos as he came in every kind of out of control and right into Enander. Slykos gave him the why me, but, well, it was sort of obvious why. I see Blackhawk fans trying to say that he was not quite set up, but Slykos just kind of came in a little out of control. That's his third. 6:20 to play, a 15-point Blackhawk lead. Binger the drive, gets the low block, back outside to Enander. Enander pushed off the block by Slykos. Enander wanted a call, but I think he got away with a travel, too. So it's kind of 6-1, half a dozen of the other. Noel clears it to the center circle with 10 on the shot clock. Noel almost had it slapped away by Moody. He did. Patrick Maynard ends up with it. Patrick to Jackson. Jackson shoots one up in the middle of a double team. No good. Enander the rebound. The putback will not count as it did not catch iron. So the shot clock ran out. Enander's shot did not count, and the Blackhawks again will take over with 5:45 to play, 47-32, a 15-point Sanborn Central Woonsocket lead. Blackhawks the drive, now he'll get the basket and the foul. 11 for Blackhawks, he will be the second Blackhawk in double figures. There's another at 9 and another at 8. The foul's on Devin Enander. That's his third. Single free throw here for Slykos is good. He's 2 of 3 from the line. He's got a dozen. Moody will check out. McCoy Schultz is back on. So it'll be Schultz and Slykos, Larson, Euchre, and Boucher. On the other side, the Maynards, Blaze Binger, Enander, and Noel, and here's a travel and a turnover back to Sanborn Central Woonsocket. It's an 18-point difference right now. The Blackhawks have just kind of steadily added on to their biggest lead. There's a steal by Enander, and he can't quite finish it off. But the ball knocked out by Bryce Larson, and Hitchcock-Tuller will hold on to it. Patriots have not scored here in the third. They've given up 6 points, an Enander, or Euchre three, and a Slykos three-point play. So 18 the difference. Here's Binger inside. Enander again, the reverse play up. That time it counts as Enander has his second basket. And the Woonsocket Sanborn Central lead 16 with 5 minutes left. Euchre bounced it down to Slykos. Up top for Larson. Back to Euchre. Euchre looks at three. Won't pull the trigger. Drive by Boucher. Off the window. That one's good. Boucher with 13. Noel on the right wing, remember. Gary Zalato Glass postgame report comes your way after this one. Get you a full check of the scoreboard. We'll set up the matchups for tomorrow, and we'll get all the numbers. We'll sign off for Molsey here. About 4.5 to play in regulation here, 52-34. Sanborn Central Woonsocket a big lead. The foul called on McCoy Schultz, his second. Finger free throws. First is up and no good. Hitchcock-Tuller from the line today, 5 of 13. Slykos out as Moody is back in for the Blackhawks. Another free throw here for Binger. This one on the way. It rattles. It will not go. Offensive rebound, Maynard, and the putback again won't go. Blackhawks on the board this time. Boucher to Larson. Larson holds it back. Euchre right back to Larson across midcourt. Nice pass inside. Schultz lets him fly by and puts it up and in. Schultz with 7 on the day. That'll make it 20. Biggest lead of the day. And then Patrick Maynard knocks down a 3. His second. 13 on the night for Maynard. 4 minutes left. The lead 17 right now for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Moody, the 10-foot jumper on the baseline. That one is good. He's got 10, and that'll be 4 Blackhawks in double figures. Enander inside for Salmon. Salmon leans in. That one rattles, and that will go. Salmon's got 9, and we've got another timeout on the floor. 3:22 to play. 56-39. Blackhawks by 17. We're back in a minute. 1 minute on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
6 F-35 fighter jets, 1 NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Wolsey. 3:22 to play. 56-39, Sanborn Central Woonsocket. A 17-point advantage, and even with 3:22 to play, this one far from over, but just kind of feels like Sanborn Central Woonsocket in control here since the opening minutes of the second quarter. Sanborn Central Woonsocket looked to pull away early, but Hitchcock-Tuller fought their way back in, actually had it tied late in the first, and it ended up a three-point Blackhawk lead. They stretched that out at the half. Now 17. It's been 20 at its biggest. 2:40 remaining. Blackhawks a couple of offensive rebounds and some more looks here as they look to really just burn some clock. I don't know what the number is, but I'm sure there's a number that you will not shoot before. Boche, the runner, is good. Boche's got 15. And that will lead Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Noel on the right wing, tried to get it inside, and a foul called on Peyton Euchre. Euchre's second, team's third. Slykos back on for the Blackhawks. He'll replace Euchre with 2:15 to play. Jackson Maynard will bring it in for Hitchcock Tulare. Maynard bounces it into Salmon in the corner. Salmon up for Noel. Noel cross court. Maynard squares up. Three ball short. Rebounded by Moody in the corner. Moody going to pick up the dribble. Over to Larson. Still across the timeline. They find Slykos wide open underneath. Nobody anywhere near him. Slykos with 14. It's a 21-point lead. Noel coast-to-coast can't finish. Rebounded by Boche. So now 21 points with a minute 40 left, and now I think you can pencil it in. Every higher seed has won in the first eight games of the Boys and Girls 281. Not quite final yet, but it's 60-39 Sanborn Central Woonsocket with a minute 38 left. We'll take a quick 30, a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds on KOKK.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back here as we close out the final minutes of this one. We'll get some names for you here momentarily. Hitchcock Tulare has Logan Labrie, Briggs Labrie, Mason Cheddar, Isaac Van Cheryl, and Preston Whip. Sanborn Central Woonsocket with Evan Easton, Keaton Pridley, Eli White, Grant Edwards, and Landon Jensen. And here's a drive to the basket by Easton. Can't finish. Rebound Patriot. Lob pass ahead. Briggs Labrie trying to get it into Van Cheryl. Stolen away by the Blackhawks. To the other end again, it's Evan Easton. Easton right side, just outside the paint. Feeds it into Fridley. Fridley can't hit. Rebound grabbed by Logan Labrie, and a jump ball will go. Oh, it's a foul on Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Keaton Fridley's first. 60-39, the Blackhawks lead, and Sanborn Central Woonsocket will complete the opening round of the 281. All the higher seeds won, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in both the boys and the girls. Here's the ball knocked away, a steal, and a finish at the other end by Grant Edwards. We'll have a late whistle here as we'll get in Sam Baruth for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. He'll replace Landon Jensen, and we'll have our final few possessions of this one. Inbound into Isaac Van Cheryl. They'll get it right back to Logan Labrie. Labrie on the right wing. Pass up top to Van Cheryl. Van Cheryl trapped on the baseline. Back out for three. No good for Preston Whip. Rebound and racing to the other end is Edwards. And Edwards going to get another basket. 64-39, Sanborn Central Woonsocket leads, and I think they're just going to dribble it out, and that will be your final. Sanborn Central Woodstock at 64. Hitchcock Tuler 39. A 2 minute timeout in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Michelin Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping. And shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir, and welcome back to Wolsey. Final Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report of our second day of the 281. Boys, 281 coverage from Saturday postponed to today. They kept the times the same and tipped off at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and that was Westington Springs against James Valley Christian. We'll take a look at that in a moment. Would like to thank, again, our post-game report sponsor, Gary Zell Auto Glass, for helping us bring you not only this, but all four post-game reports today. Also like to thank the Mirror Family Hair Care. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror, offering services for the entire family, cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, shampoos, sets, eyelash extensions, or an appointment at the Mirror, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. If you'd like an appointment with Lori, call 605-883-HAIR. That's 605-883-HAIR. You can also call or text for an appointment with Kylie, 605-553-1628. Again, 605-553-1628 for Kylie at the Mirror. And Lori and Kylie at the Mirror sponsoring our scoreboard update. So the scoreboard on this one, 64-39. Sanborn Central Woonsocket at a winner over number 6 Hitchcock Tulare. And that closes out the opening round of the boys 281 and the opening round of the 281 overall. And all the higher seeds so far have won. The boys scores from today on your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard, 71-19, Westington Springs over Sunshine Bible. 53-46, James Valley Christian beats Highmore Herald. Wolsey Westington a winner over Iroquois Lake Preston, 77-42. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated Hitchcock Tulare just now, 64-39. So 1, 2, 3, and 4 move on to the championship side tomorrow here in Wolsey. 5, 6, 7, and 8 will all play consolation games at James Valley Christian. Same situation on the girls' side. Westington Springs, number one on the girls' side as well. They beat James Valley Christian. They beat Sunshine Bible Academy 51-14 on Friday. James Valley Christian then beat Highmore Herald 53-32. Sanborn Central Woonsocket defeated Wolsey Westington on the girls' side 50-35. And Iroquois Lake Preston outlasted Hitchcock Tulare 38-36. So 1, 2, 3, 4, all in the championship side on the girls' side here tomorrow in Wolsey. 5, 6, 7, and 8 all play at James Valley Christian tomorrow for some consolation games. So let's see. Tomorrow, checking to see here if they had any difference in the schedule. It doesn't look like it. So James Valley Christian, again, will host the consolation bracket. Tomorrow, the girls' consolation games will start at 3:30 with Sunshine Bible against Timor Herald. That'll be followed by a boys' consolation game with the same participants, Sunshine Bible and Highmore Herald. Woolsey Westington will then play Hitchcock Tulare in the girls' consolation side. Iroquois Lake Preston will close out the consolation side tomorrow night against Hitchcock Tulare. Championship side will be played here in Woolsey. We'll start off tomorrow with top-seeded Westington Springs against number 4, James Valley Christian Girls. That'll be followed by Westington Springs and James Valley Christian Boys. That'll be followed by Sanborn Central Woodsocket against Iroquois Lake Preston for the girls. And our final boys game tomorrow on the championship side here from Woolsey, number 2 Woolsey Westington against number 3 Sanborn Central Woonsocket. So that is not only a full check of your scoreboard, but also your upcoming schedule, all brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Gary Zell Auto Glass, our post-game report sponsor, will take a 60-second timeout to hear from our sponsor. We'll come back, break down some individual numbers, tell you a little bit about this game, and we'll sign off from Woolsey. Again, game 4 of the boys 281 is in the books. 64-39, Sanborn Central Woonsocket a winner over Hitchcock Tulare. A 60-second timeout and more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report on KOKK.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report. Number 4, breaking down the numbers for John Knoll and his Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. They go to 3 wins, 5 losses on the season. Bench scoring today, let's see, they did get some bench points. 4 from Devin Enander. Enander was 0 for 2 from the line. All 5 starters scored for the Patriots. Blaze Binger with 2. He was 0 of 4 from the stripe. 7 for Jackson Maynard. He knocked down a 3 and went 2 of 2 from the line. Eric Salmon put in 9 for Hitchcock Tulare. He was 1 of 2 from the stripe. Brendan Noel with 4. He knocked down a 3, went 1 of 2 from the line. And Patrick Maynard would lead the charge for Hitchcock Tulare with 13. He knocked down a couple of second-half 3s, went 1 of 2 from the line. Patriots scored 14 in the first, 11 in the second, 7 in the third, 7 in the fourth, 39 in the game. They go 5 of 14 from the line. They go to 3 and 5 with the loss. And they will play on the consolation side 8 o'clock tomorrow night at James Valley Christian for the Patriots. For Sanborn Central Woonsocket, let's see what they get off the bench. They got 9 plus 7 is 16 off the bench. McCoy Schultz with 7. He was 1 of 2 from the line. Grant Edwards a late 4 points, and Landon Jensen put in 5. Landon hit a 3 and went 2 of 2 from the free throw line. All 5 starters did score for, no, 4 of the 5 starters scored for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Peyton Euchre hit 3 threes. He's got 9 points. Trey Moody hit double digits. He hit for 10, went 4 of 4 from the line. 2 more, Cody Slykus and Jeff Boucher, both in double figures. Cody with 14. He was 2 of 3 from the stripe. Jeff Boucher led him with 15. He was 1 of 2 from the line. Blackhawks scored 15 in the first, 16 in the second, 13 in the third, 20 in the fourth, 64 points in the game. They're 10-13 from the line. They go to 4-5, and they will play Iroquois Lake Preston. No, excuse me. They will play Woolsey Lexington tomorrow night here in Woolsey. That'll be our final game on the championship side of the 281. Well, a bunch of people to thank here. We do want to thank Gary Zell Auto Glass. They sponsored all four of our post-game reports and all of our post-game reports all season long. Want to thank the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the reading of the officials. And the Mirror Family Hair Care, they bring us our in-game scoreboard updates. We got a lot of people to thank on the area sponsor list all season long. Woolsey Lexington, Hitchcock Tuller, James Valley Christian, all with some sponsorship. And, of course, we grabbed some for the 281. So we'll thank those in our closing billboard here coming up in just a moment. We want to thank Nathaniel, our engineer back at the studio. Thanks for adjusting the schedule and getting everything lined up as we had a little postponement reschedule here from the weather on Saturday over here to Monday. So thanks again to Nate for coming in and covering us back at the studio. We want to thank Woolsey Lexington School for a spot to sit, Mike Ruth of the 281 Conference for allowing us to pass along these games to you, and of course you, the listener, for tuning in. So our games here today on the boys' side in Woolsey. Washington Springs a winner, 71-19 over Sunshine Bible. James Valley Christian beat Highmore Herald 53-46. Woolsey Washington a winner. They beat down Iroquois Lake Preston 77-42. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket, it completes the higher seeds winning every game in the opening round of the 281 as they beat Hitchcock Tulare 64-39. So I will be back tomorrow around 3:15 here on KOKK. We'll have the four championship games live from Woolsey. We'll start off tomorrow with a girls game, top-seeded Washington Springs against number 4, James Valley Christian. That'll be followed by the boys, top-seeded Washington Springs against James Valley Christian. Our third game tomorrow night will be Sanborn Central Woonsocket on the girls' side versus Iroquois Lake Preston. Of course, the winners go to the 281 title game on Thursday at the Huron Arena. The boys' final game tomorrow night will be Woolsey Lexington against Sanborn Central Woonsocket. And again, the winners are in the 281 title game. Losers will play for third. There will be consolation basketball tomorrow at James Valley Christian. That'll start at 3:30 with Sunshine Bible against Highmore Herald for the girls. And then the same entrance on the boys' side, Sunshine Bible and Highmore Herald around 5. 6:30 tomorrow night, Woolsey Lexington's girls against Hitchcock Tulare's girls. And then tomorrow night we'll close out at James Valley Christian with number 7, Iroquois Lake Preston, against number 6, Hitchcock Tulare. Tune in tomorrow morning. Jeff Duffy will have all the scores, all the situations, and he'll make quite a mess in that studio, trust me, because I'm in there from 1 to 4 to clean that place up. Not the whole shift tomorrow, of course. I'll be here for the championship side of the 281. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Thanks so much to our area sports sponsors, Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Lumberland Furniture, Ridge Manufacturing in Lexington, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, brings us the reading of the officials. Gary Zolano Glass, our post-game sponsor, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our in-game scoreboard update. Woolsey Lexington sponsors, Onward Woolsey Business Association and American Family Insurance. Hitchcock Tulare sponsors, the Stretch's Well Service and Cutter Feedlot. Backing up James Valley Christian School, Ben Meyer Auction Service. 281 Tournament sponsors, Salpita Co-op, Church Heating and Cooling, 6-Piece Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors of Huron and Mitchell, Stubblety Westernware, and Hegg Insurance. Duffy will have a Tiger doubleheader tomorrow night on Tiger as they host Brookings, 6 o'clock for the girls game. Boys will follow. I'll be here in Woolsey tomorrow for an afternoon tip. About 3:15, we'll get going. 3:30, the tip for the first girls game on the championship side of the 281. So four in a row again here tomorrow. So I'll be in from 1 till probably about 2:30 or maybe 3 o'clock, but we'll be on the air here from Woolsey. a little after 3 with round 2 action from the championship side of the 281. For Nathaniel back in the studio, for our sports director Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.
You're listening to Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.